Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Arts Place, conservative talk from a different view, from the Casablanco studio in Golden, Colorado, hosted by Art Carlson. At 4'6", liberals fear him and conservatives love him. He's definitely a giant among men.
Welcome to another episode of Art's Place. I'm your host, Art Carlson, sitting here at our new studio in Arvada, Colorado. This is Studio 3, and we got all our equipment up and running, and hopefully today everything will run smoothly. I want to welcome everybody, or wish everyone a fantastic Memorial Day. Serving the country right now. It is for those men who have fallen while serving our country to protect our freedoms here in America. In order to preserve our freedoms in the United States of America. We've got a great show today at 3:30. We have Ryan Frazier. He's a candidate for U.S. Senate here in Colorado. He's a former city councilman in Aurora, Colorado. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for, almost 8 years now. I met him when I first ran for office in 2010, and when I became a board member for the Aurora Open Space Advisory Board. So we'll talk about that a little later, and I'll ask him questions why he's running. After this week, everything seems to have been solidified on who are the candidates that are going to be on the primary ballot. It looks like Ryan Frazier, Daryl Glenn, Robert Blaha, Jack Graham, and Kaiser. Yeah, those are the ones. And so far, I've only had two of the five candidates on. I had Robert Blaha on about 3 weeks ago, and I'm still working on trying to get the other candidates on before the primary, which is June 28th. Now, the ballots have probably have already gone out, so it will be interesting to see what's going on. All right, Randy. Does this sound? Randy's listening to the show right now, so I am. All right, I've turned down the. Does that sound a little better, Randy? Give me a thumbs up or. Okay. All right, that's what's going on. And yeah, it does sound a little better. I turned down the main mix. Okay. That sound good, Randy? I'm not blasting into the microphone this time. No, that still doesn't sound good. How's this? Better? Better or worse? I got to... Oh, man. Looking on this. All righty. I've turned down All right, is that any better? Forward and oh, there we go. There we go. All right. Okay. All right, I'm still here, so we're working on it. So, anywho, we've got a lot to talk about today. Randy's going to be calling in a little later. 37 threshold. And we're going to talk about that one person who helped him reach that milestone or surpass that milestone. Attention are the people that who pledged themselves, Ted Cruz here in Colorado. Are they still going to go to Cleveland? Who knows? That's something I would like to know. I wonder if the RMGO slate is going to just, pack it in and stay home, and maybe some of the other Ted Cruz people, maybe they'll still come. Who knows? And I would like to ask Randy's thoughts about Dudley Brown being on the platform committee. I think that's just a big shame that that would happen. Doesn't believe in. God be for some of the gun regulations that the Democrats passed about 3 years ago because it hurts his fundraising. So that's what it's all about. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll talk about some of the other things that are going on in the presidential cycle and might have to. Darn it. Anyway, let's just work through this. I am going to take a short little break. So let's play a little bit of music here. And I got something that I have to take care of really quick here. Okay, let's play a little Lunar Swing.
Here we go. will be swinging on. When I thought that, oh, the rock was dead, but that was just a cover up. 'Cause we all know the place to go is the surface of the moon. Stop that midnight, ends at noon. Oh no, but here we go. We'll be swinging on.
That was Lunar Swing. Hey, I'm going to take a short little break here. am going.
I can hear you now. Okay. All right. I'm gonna hang up this. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna hang up this line and stay on the other line. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm here.
Oh, super. I don't know what I did, but... All right, that's great. Welcome to Arts Place, Ryan. You're a candidate for U.S. Senate. Tell us, why are you running for U.S. Senate?
Art, thanks for having me on your show. Good to talk with you again. And, you know, as I think about what's going on in our country today, I can't... can help but think about the challenges we face, both, you know, here at home and abroad. Here's what I know, Art, is that most people don't care about how much you know until they know how much you care. Today, we have more people in poverty than we have had in the last 10 years. We have less people working as a percentage of those who could be working than since the days of Jimmy Carter. The cost of living is going up, with house prices soaring, yet wages are stuck in the last century. And we have a federal government that continues to take more and spend more and is slowly but crushing the American dream. And as a Republican running for United States Senate, I want to do my part, because I care about the heart and soul of our country, to reignite that American spirit and help to build a country where no matter who you are, no matter where you're from, if you're willing to work for it, there's an opportunity to make a life for yourself. I think that's what's important. I think that's a big part of the American dream, Art. And I'm running because I believe I have something to contribute.
Okay. Well, that's great. One of the things that separates you from some of the other candidates is...
Well, I can tell you that we have some good candidates running, and I respect anyone who's willing to put their hat in the arena, so to speak. I'm the only guy running, though, Art, who I think brings business experience, military experience, education experience, and local government experience, having represented the city of Aurora for 8 years. No one else brings all those experiences together, and I believe that makes for a very unique profile that contrasts very well with Michael Bennett, a do-nothing Michael Bennett. Quite frankly, who is, I would like to say Art has been out of touch, but I don't believe he's ever been in touch. And so I think I contrast very well with Michael Bennett, and I believe that with those experiences and that vision to reignite the American spirit, I'm uniquely positioned to unify Republicans with the unaffiliated voter and the women and minority voters that it's going to take to build a coalition to win in November.
And I think you're also pretty well known in Jefferson County as well, right?
Yes, I am a pretty good name ID across Colorado, really. But having represented and served and worked in the metro area, particularly, I think it's safe to say that the Denver metro area have a tremendously strong name ID. And Art, for the record, I can't. I don't think I'm able to hear you here. You're going in and out.
Oh, okay. All right. How is that any better?
Yeah, I can hear you right now. You just every so often you go out.
Muddle through here and boy. Alrighty, so but all right, how's that?
Oh, a lot better.
I'm going to use a different, well, I don't know. Okay, how's that? Is that any better?
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
Oh, good. All right. Now, so you've been on the Aurora City Council for 8 years, and you bring to the table that.
You broke up again, Art.
Committees and all of that stuff there.
Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I mean, I don't know what's going on, but you're cutting in and out. I think what you were asking me is about my experience. And what I bring to the table. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm a small business owner, Art. I have a small management consulting and professional services company. So I'm a small business owner. I know what it's like to meet a payroll, to pay my taxes, to manage employees, to try to maintain profitability for my company. I understand the red tape and the regulations that come at all levels of government, federal, state, and local, and I understand what it takes to create jobs and what it would take for small businesses and medium-sized businesses to actually have the resources they need to be able to keep in their business so they can grow their business and create more jobs. I am a military veteran, served 5 years in the United States Navy, where I led an intelligence operation supporting combat operations in the Middle East, North Africa, as well as efforts in Asia. So I understand the threats we face, both immediate threats like that of ISIS, but also long-term threats like the challenges we see in China. I'm a co-founder of one of the largest public charter schools in our state, so I deeply believe in education choice and very proud of the work we're doing to meet the needs of over 800 kids today who otherwise would not have a quality educational choice to get their education. And I did represent the city of Aurora for 8 years. The entire city of Aurora, so I had 340,000 constituents, where I worked on a number of committees and had a chance to work with the folks over at Buckley Air Force Base, but also had a chance to help shape the redevelopment of Fitzsimmons from a former Army medical base into a medical bioscience hub for the entire Rocky Mountain region. And so my time on the council, I think, was successful. I'm very thankful to have contributed to the third largest city in our state.
Being on the show and dealing with this headache that we've got here on the show, and I wish you luck on your campaign, and thanks again for coming on to the show.
Thanks, Art, and for anyone that listens and checks into your show, they can go to FraserForColorado.com. That's FraserForColorado.com, and check us out there. And we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. I just ask for everybody's vote and their support, and I appreciate you having me on.
You have a great day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
You too, Art.
That was Ryan Frazier, candidate for U.S. Senate. We've got a whole ton of problems going on here today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut this show a little short today. So I'm going to do another 10 or 15 minutes, and then we're going to call it a day. Things are just not working. My other guest that was going to come on today, we're having all kinds of problems here with my gear. I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to call it a day. I'm going to have to get somebody over here and see what the heck is going on and what I could do to make this system that I've got work a whole lot. Then we're going to call it a day. So hopefully we could get this thing fixed by the next show. I thought I had it fixed. for today. It's just not working. I apologize for the poor quality. One of the things that I strive to do is to bring a quality show to my audience. And my first, actually, it's a used one, and maybe it's just overpowering my system for getting it uploaded to the Blog Talk Radio show. So we're just going to deal with it today, and then we'll just work on this and figure out what's it. Yeah, we were talking about competition, and Ryan Frazier was talking about I believe it's in Denver, if I'm correct. Charter schools, they're still part of the public school system program, but what it is, it is live up to snuff, they close down. Unfortunately, a public school, they don't shut down. They just keep going and going, and they keep getting worse and worse. I'm not saying that they can't be fixed and the problem's taken care of, but we gotta do something about this government monopoly on education. We've got test scores that are going down, down, down. And the United States is falling behind the rest of the world in different subjects in education, especially in math and science. We're falling further and further back. I mean, the United States used to dominate the world in those hours. We're probably at the top of the middle. I don't know if that's correct, but Department of Education and bring control back to the states and back. And we have competition to be doing pretty good. They seem to be getting better test scores. And I mean, look at Liberty Commons up in Fort Collins, the number one high school in Colorado, if not in the United States. And they're doing something right. That may be true, but you know what? Not all the students are, you know, didn't start out to be great students. They had great teachers, and they worked real hard at getting, so that's how they were. And I think with the better education, there's less chance of indoctrination. I think then the students will get a broader knowledge of things, you know, like especially in economics, which economics system works the best? Does free market capitalism? I mean, you don't have to look very far. You just go down to Venezuela, see how that's working out. And it's just not doing very well at all. But over in Europe, you have a mixture of a controlled economy and a free market. And even those countries are starting to pull away from the controlled economy because they're finding out that they just cannot to sustain the entitlement in those countries. There are too many people that are not working, that are going on the government dole. You know, I would just love it if I had more vacation time, but you know what? I think working fulfills me. It gives me a sense of purpose. And it's what makes for a better society. Give them a comfortable living. If you want a comfortable living, you gotta work for it. And now we got it set up to where if people are on public assistance and if they make too much money, then they start losing their benefits. You know what? I think what ought to happen is when people start improving their skills and they start earning more money, you know, there should be a sliding scale where, all right, they don't lose all of their benefits, but they'll lose some of those benefits. And then as they start moving up the pay scale, they'll get to a point where they don't need any public assistance, and they're working off the public dole, and they're not a drain on the system. Now, there are some people out there that think that capitalism is unfair because, you know, there are too many people that can't handle it, that can't hack it, and it just can't work hard enough to get ahead. They think it's just unfair. But you know what? There are some people that started business and they have a good model and they worked hard at it. And you know what? They shouldn't be penalized for being successful. Up there, I keep thinking, you know, if you like those people that win money on those game shows that you see on TV, well, they got to pay taxes on that. And I think that's just plain wrong, man. I think when you buy the gas and do the maintenance stuff, that's the only time. I won a G6 at one of Oprah's shows. couple years ago where the key taped under their chair and they all won a car. Those people got stuck with the tax. They end up having to sell the car. And all that money that they got, they had to pay taxes because it was considered income. I'm like, oh, holy moly, that's not right. Now, I don't know about, you know, these lottery winners. I don't think they ought to take 45, you know, but if people are good with their money, they could take that money and invest in a business and build that fortune that they just won, and then they get passed that down to their kids. Dollars and end up losing it all in a few years. Like, holy cow, if I won several million dollars, the size house I want, and I want a workshop where I could tinker, I could work on things, keep myself busy. But, and this is the amount of money I'm going to need each month and pay for my health insurance, my car insurance. You know, I'm not going to buy a big freaking car, or fancy car. I'm going to get a nice, sensible car, something a little luxurious that I get ride around in and have fun with. But be smart with your money. Oh, and, you know, and I take trips around the country, around the world, and I would also, I love fishing, so I would do a lot of fishing trips, I would say. Going to take in a year. And then while I'm in those areas, I'll be a tourist. Go around and see the sights. Soak up all that winding down the show. Out the show. We'll go a little past the 12:37 mark when Steve House, who was an unbound delegate from Colorado, decided to put Trump over the top. So he throws his vote to Trump. Now, that pretty much cinches the nomination for Donald Trump. Some more primaries that there, and all these people that are just so wet, I don't. This country around and get this economy going again. To the convention in Cleveland, stating, oh, there might be some inaccuracies that could come up in the blog. And that's why I wanted to have Randy on and discuss. Next next week we're going to, if I have to, I'm going to tear down this during this week. I'm going to tear down this system. I'm going to figure out where I'm having a problem here. And maybe when Christina Cook gets back from her So let's end this a little short, and I want to thank you for listening to Art's Place. We're going to make this a better show. We're going to strive to make this a better show. So I'm going to stop repeating myself, and let's get going. I want to wish everyone a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your time out there. God bless America, and God bless the state, great state of Colorado. See you next Saturday. Goodbye.